Hello there, this is Anne-Marie speaking to you today on my second podcast episode in English about domestic violence and abuse. So I guess if you listen to the first one, why is it so hard to leave an abusive relationship? You already know some things. And if you haven't listened to that episode, please start by listening to that one. Okay, today I'm going to talk about warning signs in an early stage, meaning I want you really to avoid being a victim or experiencing abuse and violence, because lives are, as we speak, getting actually destroyed. Families are living in fear and insecurity because of what's going on in people's homes. And as we know, one out of three women in the world experience violence for their lifetime, according to numbers from World Health Organization. So please, please, please listen to this episode. I'm going to be to the point, talk about warning signs, and I'm sure you'll recognize some of it, because the warning signs I'm going to talk about is from an early stage, how to avoid actually being part of this cycle of abuse and the bad, bad things going on, how you can recognize it yourself before getting in too hard. Because as more as you go into the relationship, the harder it gets. So this is an episode of hope, and hopefully also about knowledge that will be valuable to in particular young people, but also people with more experience and that seem to have problems maybe by getting into this kind of same relationships again and again that are not good for you. So if you have any questions or any comments, or if you want to ask me anything at all, please do that on my social medias, where I am at Instagram, Jai Reisermai. I'm putting the link in the show notes at Instagram, or on Facebook. I'm more active on Instagram, to be honest. So just DM me there anything you are thinking about, and I'll reply, because that's the kind of person I am. Okay. So we talked about the cycle of abuse. We talked about all those bad things in the first episode. So, and also about keeping up appearances, being somehow a victim of mental abuse for a long time, which makes it even harder to get out. So today I'm going to talk to you about, if you start dating somebody and you're like really interested in finding that special someone, if you watched many romantic comedies like I have, then you probably have this idea that your perfect man or woman or whoever will come and find you and just take you on a fairy tale of perfect life, which of course is complete bullshit, and we all know that, but I'm just putting it on this kind of, telling you this way so that you would understand where I want to go with this. Of course, nobody's perfect, and of course there are warning signs, and of course if we are willing to look for them, we'll find them. And before we start with the warning signs, you also have to remember, who are you? Where have you been in your life? Who have you met? Who have you been surrounded by? What is your story? What is your childhood? Was it full of insecure adults? You never felt like you could be yourself? Did you always feel like you needed to be evaluated by somebody, that nobody saw you? Or were you, on the other hand, the center of attention, everybody's eyes on you, and parents being very respecting and helping you to regulate your feelings and having it all together in a good way? I guess we're all a little bit of both. Some are really fucked up in an emotional way. I'm saying that in with some kind of irony. And some are maybe too sure of themselves that they never seen any evil in their lives. And some are in between. So warning signs if you want to date somebody and the person in the beginning is... so much, so intense, telling you at once, almost, that he loves you, that he found his soulmate, that he wants to spend his life with you, etc., etc. Well, that is a big warning sign. I guess you already guessed that one. That is a big warning sign. Somebody that is completely doesn't know you at all and starts by praising you in any way. And maybe you never experienced praise before like that, and you find it charming, flattering, or whatever. But any kind of way, overly intense manner of being, by showing you so much attention, listening to you in any word you're saying, and being so courteous and polite, and maybe sharing so many things with you, giving you flowers and taking you out on these romantic dates and restaurants, giving you these expensive gifts, all those kind of things, big red flags. Okay, so overly intense, that's big red flags. Overly intense emotions and overly sharing with you and overly praising you, like, too much. And of course, you have some red flags in how the way the person is behaving towards other people. One thing is how you are feeling, that you can sense something that this is a little bit too much. But another way is how he is, let's say it's a he and you're a she. And yeah, just to make it easy for me to talk. Let's say he's talking to people in a bad way. Let's say he's being not polite with a waiter when you're going to the restaurant. He's dissing people. He's talking behind their backs. He's not being like somebody who seems interested in spreading good vibes and energy. Well, that's also a big red flag, of course. And especially it's a big red flag if he would be talking to people that you can consider low status, like a waiter, like he doesn't respect waiters. But if you talk to the manager of the restaurant, he will be something else. He will praise people that are more seemingly valuable to him and could be easily used to get to climb the social ladder. And if you are just a cleaning boy, just a waiter, he doesn't give a shit about the way he talks to you. That's also a big warning sign. So many people also seem to think that passionate people are great, which is good. But there's also something called violence disguised as passion. If you are too much passionate, and if that kind of passion becomes rage, that if people don't listen to you, if you don't get all the attention, and if you don't see this person for everything as the kind of princess or prince in the world, he will start having this rage against you. That's also a big warning sign. So, and of course, you have to find all these kind of signs, but in particular, you have to think about how are you feeling with this person. You don't know the person you're dating, you know? And when you don't know somebody, it's the same thing in friendship. We don't know exactly where the people we are talking to, where that person is coming from, how the person is behaving, if it's a good person or not. And you can normally get some vibes. Of course, people are getting fooled by these kind of personalities many times because they can express like very compassion and stuff, even if it's just a big time acting. You get some vibe, and the vibes you're getting from a person, if you have been burned before and if you know, then you will feel it. That it seems like a little bit vague, but it's the truth. Me myself, I can sense easily somebody who's giving me this kind of vibe. And it could be small things. It could be the way the person is looking at somebody, raising eyebrows, and at the same time giving you a big smile and giving you praise. You know, it's this kind of inconsistency in actions and the way the person wants to portray him or herself. So that's so normally you get this kind of warning sign in your stomach or saying that something doesn't feel good. And then if you get that feeling, please, please, please follow it, okay? Please follow that feeling, because it normally is always something in it telling you that you have to trust your guts, okay? Yeah, so intensity early on in the relationship and this love declaration that seems on flowing like forever in texts and very early on can be this love bombing, as we're calling it. Many texts, many phone calls, many like social media activities that you'll say, oh, this is a lot. Okay, so, and then of course, little by little, if the person will start spontaneously, surprisingly showing up at your work, if you're with your friends, maybe he knows that you are out with your friends. Maybe he's watching you in social medias and you've been tagged by people, or he's been watching you like where you are, and he shows up all of a sudden, big warning sign, because that is some kind of stalking and a little bit suspicious activity. So maybe you find this flattering, but you should think about that as a warning sign, because somebody who doesn't feel any kind of shame, if he doesn't know you and just feels like he can show up without even talking to you or warning you, and you're not in the same social circuits, and you're feeling like this person is overstepping a little bit a boundary or a rule, then it's a big warning sign too. And if he wants, of course, to marry you at once and telling you that you are his soulmate at once, and even worse, if he wants to move in at once, because maybe he has this kind of financial situation that is no good, and maybe you are a very kind person and you're thinking, of course, you can just move in. Maybe it's just for some short time. Never do that. Please, please, please never do that. It's not your kindness that will suffer. It's the fact that somebody is actually trying to live off of you, which is not a good feeling. So let him stay where he's at when you don't know him, and move slowly. That is also a good advice, I think, to move slowly. Somebody who's moving too fast, that's a warning sign too. I know a lot of warning signs is not very nice to talk about, but it's the truth, because if you think about it, sometimes you will be actually seeing it, and then you will avoid the whole big story of becoming somebody who's suffering from abuse and being in a very bad or even dangerous and violent relationship for a long time. And afterwards you have to recover from that, and so if you can avoid it altogether, that would be perfect, wouldn't it? Okay, so in addition to that, this kind of you feeling like the main character in a movie, and he's like looking at you with this adoration all the time, it could be a little bit too much, don't you think? Yeah, you should be, of course, the main character of your story, but somebody who don't know and is coming in and being like so fascinated by you, and he doesn't seem to have anybody else to be interested in, that is also a big sign, warning sign. And of course, if you feel like you can share, you're oversharing. This is something I want to talk about. Oversharing of information is a typical trait that people that are victims of abuse are getting. You feel like you have to over-explain yourself. You feel like you have to overshare why you can't come to the party. Instead of just saying, hey, I'm sorry, I can't make it. You have to say, I can't make it because I can't get a babysitter because the babysitter is sick, and, da, 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 and you keep on talking. And that's the same thing if somebody's asking you, how are you doing, and talking about anything, and you keep on telling them things that could be some kind of danger, because if you are sharing too many secrets with people you don't know about maybe your childhood, if it was not a very stable, good one, the person will little by little just remember all those things and use it against you later on, which is a very bad thing, but which is the truth. Of course, so if you are sharing all your inner thoughts and feelings, it could be a bad thing. And on the other hand, if the person is sharing all his misery and feelings with you, that's also a warning sign. If he's oversharing in a way that you should also know, of course, that people that are basically no good will be making up lies all the time. So he could be making this very sad story about his difficult childhood, about this crazy ex-wife, about the mad boss, about any kind of things that will make you think, oh my god, poor him, or oh yeah, that is so sad, and you want to help him. Big warning sign. And also the fact that if he has many conflicts in his life that he's talking about, that's also a warning sign. So if he's having many relationships and he's talking about them a lot, warning sign, many conflicts, like I told you, and the financial situation, if it's not good, that's also a warning sign. And how he treats people, if he's treating people equally, if you're meeting the king or if you're meeting a beggar, shouldn't you be treating person the same way? And he will probably not be thinking that. And little by little, when you start dating and you're like, oh, this is interesting, does he start criticizing your friends, your family, telling you that you should stay off this and this person, that this person was rude, and starting to either make conflicts or even talk a lot about your friends and family in a bad way? Because he wants to, little by little, get you isolated from the people that will support you. So you should think about that. If somebody is constantly trashing on your friends and family, maybe they're doing that on purpose, so that you will start saying, maybe my uncle isn't that good, or maybe my brother is rude, or maybe my friend, my best friend, actually isn't nice. And you'll start questioning so many things. And maybe you can do it in a subtle way, and little by little, you'll do it more outspokenly, and you will be feeling like, okay, if there are so many conflicts and he doesn't like them, then you don't have to meet them. And then he's getting his will. It could be subtle, and it could start like that. And afterwards, you'll get into what we call isolation. And when you're into the other part of the relationship where things are getting bad, he will be constantly making small things, comments, and making you feel bad and alone, and like you can't reach out to your friends and family. Of course, we always have a choice, but if you are with somebody who is emotionally abusing you, you will feel like you don't have the choice, and you also feel like you don't have the strength, actually, to do all these battles, and you don't want to do them. So you'll just say, okay, let's just stay at home, the two of us, and you'll have a very bad time, because maybe he has some plans for you that are not good and you don't know about them. Okay, so did you also experience little by little that he's controlling things in your relationship? Is he checking your phone? Is he asking where you're going? Is he asking about your clothes, that you should change it? Are you too sexy? Are you bad looking? Are you ugly? Are you this and that? Is he commenting you? on your looks? And is he saying that you shouldn't be this flirtatious with others, or you should talk to others? Is he constantly telling you things about your behavior and your looks that you will start doubting yourself and thinking, why is he saying that? And making you feel insecure. So, yeah. And is he also changing between compliments and then talking you down? Big sign, warning sign. And is he also asking you to do things that he's not doing for you? Are you feeling like you are oversharing, overgiving, and he on the other way is not? Is he asking you to send him nudes and you're doing that and he's not doing the same thing back? And you're feeling like he little by little has a power over you because he knows something or he has something on you, even if it's not like a bad thing. But you can feel like you should be watching your step because he's there and actually has something on you. And do you feel like he's mocking you in a bad way, or he's disguising it as like, oh, I'm just being funny? Is he starting to be aggressive, telling you things, how you should do things when you're getting to know each other more? And he doesn't like the way you eat or the way you do laundry or the way you do whatever. Is he making comments about you and your behaviors? And with showing more and more aggression. So if you're feeling that no matter how you're behaving, it's not good enough for him and something is wrong, big warning sign. And whatever you're doing, you feel like it's never helping. Then, and he has a set of rules and you have another one. The rules are for him to break and you can not do anything. You feel like he's starting to have this control over you. So please trust your guts telling you that something is wrong. Look for all these signs. I've been talking a lot now, so I'm going to stop soon. And I'm just going to share with you the list, the psychopath checklist of Robert Hare, which is a Canadian psychologist that has been working with lots of criminals. And he made this little bit complex system. But if you instead of, you can Google it, of course. I'm going to just go through the list of signs of a psychopath that he's made. I already talked a lot about it, I guess, in my signs that I've been discussing, the warning signs. But let me say a little bit more. Somebody who's very superficial and very charming, very slick. Somebody who has a big idea, great idea of him or herself, the worth of the person, the enormous egocentricity. Somebody who has a lot of need to do things, impulses, easily bored, pathological liar and a fraud, always manipulating and making up things. Lack of regret and guilt, big sign. Lack of depth of emotions and insensitivity altogether, lack of empathy, and the way of not being afraid of just living off on other people. And very big time aggression, bad control of anger. Active sexuality with many partners. If the person had any kind of issues before the age of 12 in behavior, that's also a warning sign. And a lack of realistically long-term planning and this kind of impulsivity, that is also a warning sign. And of course, you get the irresponsible parenting, which is typical of what we call a psychopath. Of course, that's not a diagnosis, but people know when we say psychopath. And of course, met somebody who had a lot of relationship or marriages. There was a juvenile in crime before the age of 15. And of course, the people that have been in jail and stuff, that they also didn't respect the probation or release. lack of responsibility on all actions and many different breaking of the law, crime altogether. Yeah, so that was Robert Hare's Psychopath Checklist. And if you want to read more about that, please do. I hope this was some kind of help. You should know yourself, of course, that warning signs are something you can feel if you're really sitting down and trying to find out who this person in front of you is. And if you find it too amazing, too something, too extraordinary, too fast, too intense, please take a deep breath and think that, I need to slow this down. Don't get into this, wow, I'm so lucky. I found the perfect man of my dreams and my emotions are overflowing and I'm so in love. Please, please, please don't. Take your time, even if that seems boring. I can assure you that is better than the opposite. So please contact me on Yaya Daisamai on Instagram or Facebook, like I told you, and spread this news about this podcast to anybody who you think might be interested in listening to what I'm telling you. So again, my name is Anne-Marie, and I'm a Norwegian French journalist, communicator, mother of two, formerly used to live in an abusive relationship myself. That's why I'm making this podcast, to spread some awareness on domestic violence and abuse, because only with knowledge and a big time community and lots of changes in society that we need to do to make things better for people that experience these kind of bad things, I think we can make it. So please, please, please take care of yourself and don't hesitate to contact me. I'm happy when you're sending me any comments or whatever. So I'm going to say bye to you now. And if you want to listen to episode number 3, you should just wait for one more week and I will release that one too. Okay, take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.